Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
This is an incredible song by an incredible young lady, Anaitha Dawson. Here she is with Pressing, and I can't wait to speak with her right after this song. This is Real Gospel.
Pressing,
gotta keep pressing.
Don't keep pressing,
gotta keep pressing.
Gospel. Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to be joined in the actual studios. She's back. It's been quite a few years. I'm talking about the one and only Anaitha Dawson. Let's make sure we get you mic'd up here.
Okay.
Welcome back to Real Gospel,
hey.
Anaitha Dawson.
Hey, out there, Radio Land, God's people, Facebook, friends,
yes.
Family. I'm back.
She's back. And I said this to you online, and you responded. I said, Anaitha, this is your song, Pressing. This is your best work yet.
Yes.
I'm just
going to
imagine. This is the best yet.
Thank you. A lot of people have told me that. I thank, number one, God.
Yeah.
He put certain people in my life, gave me favor for Bobby Jones, one of his musicians.
Uh-huh.
KC plays for Bobby Jones Super Choir.
Okay.
So he took this song and he took it to a whole nother level. And I think Ira Rankins, he
okay.
also helped do the background
okay.
on it too. So God, he blessed me. He blessed
yeah.
me on this one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's fabulous. And, you know, and the message is clear. So for those who don't know who you are, the show airs around the world. Just take this opportunity to just reintroduce yourself to the listeners.
Okay. I'm Anaitha Dawson. I've been in Nashville since 2000. As you know, I paroled here. This is my new place where I would live my life in Christ and go through my challenges and all that. But God has blessed me. I graduated in December from TSU, got my bachelor's. I'm working on my master's.
Congratulations.
Clinical
all
mental
right.
health counselor. And God has blessed me with a business to house disabled elderly people. I'm in the process of getting my license to open up my home for mental health VA. So God has done, I mean, he's taken me from, you've heard of my, a lot of you guys heard my testimony, from the crack house to God's house. Blessings, blessings, blessings when you're in Christ Jesus.
Amen. That's her testimony. Now, for those of you listening to us in Texas right now, she's talking about Tennessee State University, right?
Right.
And not Texas Southern.
You're right. Tennessee State University.
Yeah, go Big Blue. Amen. So the song Pressing, you know, what birthed this song? Talk to us about it.
A lot of things. Let me just say that when you give your life to the Lord, you got to stay around people, the Christian people, strong women of God, for men, men of God, because it's rough out here. Once God has delivered you out of darkness into the light, so Satan is mad now. So he's always constantly trying to pull you back in. Where I went through something where you guys know that I was married, I'm divorced, and you know that story, how I waited on somebody for 7 years. And then when they got out, the devil pulled on him, and he went back to the world's ways, and God severed that relationship. And I went through an emotional breakdown. I know you guys, I like to be truthful, you know, I like to be real, because we do go through things as children of God. I went through where, you know, the Bible says, take heed while you stand. When you think you're standing so great in the Lord, as if you can't fall. Well, that emotional breakdown behind this divorce had me backsliding into dark places. And see, God, like he says, the sheep, one leaves, he'll go after, he'll leave that 99. Well, he was like, I was going to dark places because I couldn't handle it. You guys see me on Facebook, da-da, but you don't know there was another side of me. And it was like that discouragement, emotional stronghold, despair set in. I was trying to leave. I didn't want to do my music no more. I just start hanging around people that are not of God. I'm going to just be honest. But God, he was holding on to me, my hand, but I was pulling away because I was so hurt, the hurt and the pain. So God had to deal with me and even chastise me to bring me back, because when you're truly a child of God, you're going to come back. So God brought me back and he's restored me. And I'm to another level now. It was all about, you have to trust me. You can't go running to alcohol or this or money or men for your hurts and pains, because it don't make it no better. You got to run to the rock, the person that can heal you up. So pressing was behind me falling down. But I knew that this wasn't a place for me because I wasn't comfortable there. That's just like a person that don't know the Lord, that they're not comfortable in church. You know, they like to live another, but they're not just like, well, I wasn't, even though I was in those dark places, God still had an assignment. I'm telling you how powerful God's word is. I was meeting places, people in these dark places. Wow. They were hurt just like me, and I had to come to my senses and say, these people are hurt just like me. They're hurt just like me. They're trying to cover their hurt and pains behind doing this and this and that. But God, he pulled me up out of that. He's still working on me, healing me up from certain things. But this song is pressing. We fall down. We fall down, make mistakes. But you got to keep on holding on to God's never changing hands. You got to keep on holding on to. I mean, devil can put thoughts of suicide in your mind, thoughts of despair. You want to give up because the battle, that's where the devil messes with the mind. But you got to keep calling on the Lord. And I even in the midst of my mess, I was calling on him. And he was blessing me. But then he got to a point where, okay, I'm still trying to bless you. You're not taking heed. So guess what? God started messing with my finances.
Wow.
He started messing with my finances and he was blocking me. Wow. He was blocking me on every hand. And I was like, oh my God. I mean, he pressured me. I mean, he was laying the boom on me.
Yeah.
So I had to say, God, no. You brought me too far. Yeah. And God had to, I said, you heal me up. I'm hurt. I went through some God. I was so hurt that I said, God, help me. But it's just... I got tears in my eyes because it was rough, you know, and just like you try to hide it from other Christian people because they see you as one way and you don't want them to know that you out here that messing up, you know. So, but God, when you're called by God, it's like a Jonah. You're going to do what God say do.
Amen. Amen. If you're just joining us, you just heard a powerful testimony from recording artist Anatha Dawson. Her new song is called Pressing. You've been hearing it here on Real Gospel. And you just heard the story behind that song. And all through it, you can tell that God is getting the glory from pressing.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm one of your Facebook friends. I noticed that you were going through, and I kept you in prayer. But I also know that with what you were dealing with, that you were going to have to go through that that particular journey on your own. Mm-hmm. And you were going to have to walk that walk because of how and what you were dealing with emotionally. So it's good to see you on the other side of this now.
Thank you.
It's
thank
good
you,
to
thank
see you.
Thank you for those who
you're
prayed
welcome.
For me.
You're welcome. It's good to see you triumphant yet thank again. You. And it's just, it's good to see you, my sister. Truly
thank you.
Is.
And you know, I was studying in my word the other day about, you know, you have Proverbs 31, the virtuous woman, but the Titus 2.
Uh-huh.
Titus 2 women are older women in the Lord. That we need to be examples to the younger women, letting them know not to settle for less. That lustful spirit is running rapid, not only out in the world, but in the church too. You know, God has somebody for you. If you wait on the Lord, that there's all type of spirits out there, foul spirits, young ladies. You're out there trying to want to get this reconstructed on your body. This, you want to conform to the world or look the way the world say you need. No, God created. He says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. He knew you before the foundations of the world. So we as older Christian women, we need to be examples to the younger ladies to let them know the role they need to take to find that godly man.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, Anatha, it sounds like there's a book coming forth out of you.
Yes.
So
thanks to Miss Treva Gordon. She's going to publish it.
Oh, really? Yes. From Clarksville, Tennessee?
Yes, Miss Treva.
Yes, elect lady. Yeah, she's, I can't think of the name of her church up there, but her husband is a pastor.
Yes.
So, okay, and her daughter,
Robin,
has been a guest because I think when she was about 11 or 12
she
years
old.
She wrote a book.
Right.
And did a
those
song.
Those are my friends, good
That's
friends
right.
down there.
Unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in great company.
Yes.
When can we expect the book?
Probably in about another year.
Okay.
Another year, a short memoir of my life and what I went through.
Yeah.
So God is good.
Yeah. A powerful woman in God. So who wrote the song Pressing? Was that all you?
Yes. I write all my music.
Oh, wow.
I wrote it, but others have to, like KC produced it. He produced and rearranged it for
me. Gotcha. Where did you record?
I recorded at Kevin's house.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of things going on in houses and basements. Now, you don't have to get no big studio down there on Music Row.
That's true. That's true. You know, I was watching an episode of, it was Mary Mary.
Okay.
And this has been maybe several months ago, but I think, I can't think of his name offhand, but he was setting up a studio to record his little sister.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing it in the kitchen with a microphone and a laptop. And I said, are you serious? She's getting ready to cut a song in her kitchen with a laptop and a microphone. I was blown away. And so there's a lot of people out here working magic.
That's right.
Right there in their closets, right there in their basements.
A lot of good music. That's right.
That's right. So what else can we expect from Anaitha Dawson that's forthcoming? There's a book coming. The single is out right now. What's going on with you?
Basically, as I said, I'm trying to get my master's in the clinical mental health program. I've always wanted to be a counselor. God delivered me from drugs. Mm-hmm. I was by man diagnosed with depression, but God says I'm healed and I'm whole. But I want to be a counselor to help other people. I'm also in the process again of opening up a home for the mental health veterans. And I've always had a heart to help those that other people really don't want to be bothered with.
Yes.
But basically that's it. Just wanting to, God says he bless our hands to get wealth. Not yes. When I'm saying wealth, that means you're not this, I don't mean you just up in this fancy house rolling the, meaning that everything you set your foot out to do, you're going to succeed. So I want to be able to help God's kingdom, God's people that need help, bless other people in ministry. That's what I want to do.
Amen, amen. So as we close up here, we've got about 2.5 more minutes of the interview. Is there anything or anyone that you would like to work with in the music industry that, I don't know, to your lips to God's ears, who out there is Anaitha Dawson would love to work with music-wise?
I love, you heard of Lauren Daigle? She's probably, if you listen to The Fish.
Uh-huh.
She has a song called I Remember, and You Say about who, you know, the world say this, but I know I'm who you say I am. And also Mary, I write a lot of music, and that one of my heart's desires, if God ever opened up that door, I'd like to present them with some music.
Okay. So do you have a vault of music already?
Yes, I've been working on my music ever since when I was in my prison cell.
Yeah. So how many songs does Anaitha Dawson have in the Anaitha Dawson vault?
Oh, I probably have about 30 songs.
Wow.
Yes, 30 songs. Mm-hmm.
So what's the, come on, we want some more Anaitha Dawson. I know we're loving pressing, but we want some more Anaitha Dawson.
I'm working on a Christmas song. I don't think it's going to be ready this Christmas.
Okay.
I've already finished my rendition of it, so it probably have to be God's willing if the Lord ever come back to get us the next Christmas. And I have another song I'm working on called I Am Blessed.
I Am Blessed. Mm-hmm. Amen. You are blessed. You are blessed, my sister. Well, listen, Anaitha, it's been a pleasure and an honor having you here on the program. Right now, I see the Facebook Live. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? And I just appreciate your perseverance. I appreciate your spirit, your tenacity, and I see God continuing to use you to do mighty things. Like I said before, I believe that this song is your best yet. It's emotional.
You're
welcome. It's spiritual. It's blessing so many people. When I listen to it, it blesses me because you are a living testimony. You don't just walk the walk, but you talk the talk. And so, did I get it backwards? You talk the talk and you walk the walk. That's what I'm trying to say. But you're genuine.
Oh,
and I want
you.
People to know that about you. So
thank you.
Where can the listeners find out more about you? How can they get your music? How can they get more information about you?
Well, you can contact me at my email address, Anaitha, A-N-A-T-H-A, Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, @gmail.com. If you want a CD, reach out to me. I have friends that I've sent CDs to other states, so I'll mail it out to you and to record. So, if it's just 7 or 10, that's okay. I'm not like that. If you don't have the whole 10, you really won't want, just come with what you have. Or you can contact me at Claiborne Family of Faith, Pastor Judy Johnson. Get a hold to her. She know how to get a hold to me.
Amen, amen. The one and only recording artist, Anaitha Dawson. As you can see, she's an independent artist, so support her. Go to her Facebook page. Reach out to her. She will respond in real time. Just bless this woman of God as she continues to do the work of the Lord. So I implore you to just continue to... she's real. You heard this testimony from her. Anaitha Dawson, it's been an honor and a pleasure having you back with
thank
us
you,
here
thank
on
you,
Real
thank
Gospel.
You, thank you.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.